door.
Oh my goodness, you sound just like yourself. Does everybody tell you that?
Believe it or not, I have called directory assistance and asked for random telephone number, and people say, Wendy, is this you? Yeah.
Well, Wendy, I want you to know that we are truly excited to have you be a part of Women's Empowerment 2013.
Thank you, Melissa. I'm doing well. I'm really looking forward to coming to Women's Empowerment, though. I love events like this.
So, Wendy, for those who may not be too familiar with your talk show or your past radio experience, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Wendy Williams. I'm a talk show host, and it comes on the Wendy Williams Show every weekday at 10 a.m. on Fox 50.
That's right. You're also a writer and author, New York best-selling author, and also Dancing with the Stars. Girl, I saw you out there.
Thank you, Melissa.
No, but seriously, Wendy, you're known for keeping it real and asking the tough questions. What I want to know is, how real are you going to keep it at Women's Empowerment?
Well, at this point in my life, and I guess in my maturation as a woman, there's not too much that I would not share with you, and not too many questions that would go unanswered. You know, I'm taking the stage at 2:05. I know that's a very random time, but that's what I've been told over at the PNC Arena.
Right.
And, you know, I'm speaking for almost a half hour, and you know, I'll just talk about the trials and tribulations of being a woman. But at the end of the day, if you are an empowered woman, it is the most glorious sex out of the two. I'd rather be a woman than be a man any day.
Amen to that. I have to truly give you your props. Like you said, it's not too much you won't share with us. When you broke down after Whitney Houston's death, and you just revealed to everyone, those who knew you and maybe those who weren't that familiar with you, that that could have been you.
Yeah.
I broke down with you. That was brave, Wendy. So brave.
I mean, but I think that's part of being an empowered woman. And you know, we're not born empowered. What happens is, you know, we experience many things in life, you know, Melissa, and we get a little bit older and we start letting go of some of the things that we held so close to our secretive vest. I find, you know, in the sisterhood, if we share with one another, then, you know, possibly we can inspire someone else. You know, I'm almost 50 years old. So at this particular point, you know, I have lived just enough to know better. And I am mature enough to share with people. I don't mind showing my vulnerable side.
I always say it's those testimonies of those of us who've gone through that will help out somebody else, that they won't have to go through the same thing.
Exactly.
Well, we will see you Saturday, March 23rd at the PNC Arena at what, 2:05?
Yep, 2:05. I'm hitting the stage.
Right. Hey, look, before you go, I heard something about, you know, you helping out with the reality TV show network or something like that.
Well, I have a production deal, me and my husband, with Oxygen for original programming. And yeah, I want to do original programming, which would include, you know, reality shows. No, I don't want to star in any of them. But, you know, reality shows and, you know, movies and series. So, you know, we're working with Oxygen right now. I also have a production deal with Suzanne DePass, you know, the legendary one known from Motown.
Right.
So, you know, it's great to host the talk show, and I'm a talk show host first, but I do want to take advantage of my position right now and do as many things on the outside as possible.
Now, at Women's Empowerment, we want you to give us insight as women on what it takes to get to where you are right now. There's a lot of women out here that we're trying to do and trying to strive to be what all that we can be. And I know that there has got to be, I don't know if there is a special secret formula to it, but you can give us your part of it, and we are looking forward to hearing all of that from you.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Thank you so much, Melissa.
God bless you, Wendy. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.